9, from verse 9 to verse 13. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly, in riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim, and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river Euphrates to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, Zion, against your sons, Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword.
Let's pray.
天父上帝, 我们感谢你的恩典, 让我们今天早上能够在主你的圣殿里面来聆听主你宝贵的话语。 我们知道主你就在我们的当中, 所以我们是有盼望的。 主你在我们的当中, 你的圣灵愿意来充满我们每个人的内心, 所以我们更是有盼望的。 恳求你的圣灵能够光照我们, 当我们聆听主你的话语的时候, 能够大大的感动我们, 让我们明白上帝你的心意。 今天也是降临节的第一个主日, 让我们能够迎接上帝你要我们迎接的那一位。我们感谢你, 以上的祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名而祷告。 弟兄姐妹们, 我想问大家一道问题。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question.
在你的心目当中, 上帝是怎样的一个形象呢?
In your mind, what's the image of God?
他是像风一样的强劲有力的勇士的形象。
Is God like the wind, the image of a mighty warrior?
还是像太阳一样的非常温暖有爱的形象呢?
Or the image of the sun, of warmth and love?
圣经撒迦利亚九章呈现出两种极大反差的上帝形象。
Zechariah chapter 9 presents two very different images of God.
首先如果我们看13节的话,
Look at verse 13.
上帝说,
God says,
我拿犹大做上弦的弓,
I bent Judah as my bow.
我拿以法莲为张弓的箭,
I've made Ephraim its arrow.
西安哪, 我要激发你的众子,
O Zion, I will stir up your sons.
攻击西利尼的众子,
To attack the sons of Greece.
使你如勇士的刀,
To wield your sword like the warrior.
这里上帝呈现的是一个勇士的形象。
Here God presents as the mighty battle warrior.
上文的几节经文呢也呈现了相同的形象。
And it's the same image that was presented in the other passages above.
上帝说要把以色列四围的几大的强国都打败了。
God says he will defeat the enemies that surround Israel.
四节说,
Verse 4,
主必赶出推罗打败他海上的权力。
It mentions that I will strike down Tyre and its power in the sea.
六节说,
Verse 6,
我必除灭非利士人的骄傲,
and will take away the pride of Philistia.
这让我们想起了旧约里常常称呼上帝是在战场上大能有力的耶和华的形象。
This has become very familiar in the OT addressing Jehovah God as the mighty battle warrior.
如果你是一个和平主义者,
If you happen to be a peace advocate or a pacifist,
你可能只能接受上帝是有慈爱有怜悯的上帝。
Perhaps you can only accept God as a gracious and merciful God.
你无法接受上帝是一个神圣的大能的勇士的形象。
You may find it hard to accept God as a holy battle warrior.
但如果我们回到当年上帝子民的实际的现实生活当中,
But if you were to return to the ancient days of God's people,
你会发现在战争年代的现实的处境当中,
In that scenario of wars and battles,
一个只讲慈爱却没有能力介入子民战争处境的上帝是无法 成为人们的盾牌,
A God who only talks about love and mercy but has no power to enter into the battle scenes of his people is not able to be the people's shield and the people's help.
那他又怎样与他的子民同在呢?
How then can God be present among his people?
如果上帝没有能力对抗世界各国和各种势力的能力,
God has no power to overcome the might in the world.
他就不能够实现他的爱。
Then God is not able to fulfill his love.
就像近代的希特勒采取灭族犹太人的政策时,
you know, those are during those times of Hitler's Holocaust.
上帝也必须要差派人来制止这极大的大屠杀的恶行。
It was necessary for God to send people to stop this evil Jewish genocide.
今天当我们享受我们在新加坡的国民权利的时候,
so today we say we enjoy the national rights and democracy rights.
也必须要有有力的法律做保障。
It's also necessary for us to have good, powerful laws in place to safeguard peace.
可如果某些非常好战的战争贩子,
but in our midst, there might be people who are mercenary fighters,
或者是蠢蠢欲动的军国主义者,
or those who belong to militarism states.
如果他们想要利用上帝的勇士形象来挑起圣战,
they might want to rise up this holy battle using the image of God as a warrior.
表面打着上帝的旗号来替天行道,
on one hand, they say we are propagating our righteous war.
实则是为了实现自己战争的冒险来夺取利益的野心。
Actually, it is for their own ambition, for their own use.
如果是这样的话,
if that were so,
你会发现,
then you will find,
撒迦利亚的九章这里用的是当时人们所熟悉的诗歌题材的战争语言。
Then Zechariah here will talk about some languages that is 诗歌语言, there's a poems of a language.
Of war.
Of war, better
okay,
war language.
Yes, better war, thank you. 打败他们, 除去他们的骄傲,
that they were to defeat these people's pride and take away their arrogance.
就好像今天我们会讲,
just like today,
迟早要在战争中, 要把敌人打得片甲不留一样的,
we will say, oh, we will really demolish all our enemies.
这种表达也带有启示文学的特征。
This kind of expression also has this prophetic or revelational kind of literature.
表示对未来的预言。
It's about talking about the future.
表明上帝要拯救他被掳到巴比伦子民的决心。
To express God's determination to act on behalf of his people and to save them from Babylon.
但上帝最后实现他, sorry. 但上帝最后实现他拯救诺言的时间和方式并不是由好战的战争贩子来决定的。
But how God fulfills what he has is not through this image of warrior.
而是由上帝自己来决定的。
But determined by God himself.
接下来的九到十节给我们呈现了一个与战场上 大能有力的与世形象毫不协调的另一种的上帝形象。
So this verse 9 to 10, if you read, it will present an image of God that's entirely opposed to that of a mighty warrior.
上帝差派了一个王来到了耶路撒冷的子民当中。
Says that God will send a king to Jerusalem.
他不是骑着像罗马人打了胜仗归来所骑的那种高头大马。
Did not come riding on a huge horse like the Roman kings.
而是骑着一匹驴驹。
Instead, he rode on a donkey.
他谦谦和和地来到这里。
In a most humble manner.
以色列的确有一个骑驴传统的。
And indeed, Israel has this tradition of donkey riding.
什么样的人可以骑在驴驹上呢?
What kind of people can ride on a donkey?
士师时代是以色列的王子们骑在驴驹上面的。
During the times of Judges, it's the prince who can ride on donkeys.
后来大卫王的家眷也骑着驴驹。
Subsequently, we read also that the family of King David also rode on donkeys.
甚至追溯到最早的十二支派的族长时代。
It goes all the way back to the early era of the 12 tribes.
犹大把小驴呢拴在了葡萄树上。
It says here, Genesis chapter 49, Judah shall tether his donkey to a vine.
驴驹成为了一种救主身份的象征或者是标记。
And so riding on a donkey became symbolic of savior characteristics.
骑着驴驹呢也成为了一个救主的形象。
To ride on a donkey is an image of a savior.
而救主不仅是因为骑在驴驹上面所以谦卑。
And the king is humble not because he rides on a donkey,
而是因为他在拯救 保护、事工和统治当中，完全的依靠以色列的上帝。
But because in his acts of protection and salvation, he is totally humble and reliant on God.
九节，上帝对他的子民说，
Verse 9, God says to his people,
看哪，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，要施行拯救的。
He says, Behold, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and having salvation.
以赛亚书42章1到4节也有类似的说法。
It says the same in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 3 to 5.
看哪，我的仆人，他必将公理传给外邦。
It says, look, behold, my servant, he will judge, he will bring justice to the nations.
压伤的芦苇，他不折断。
A bruised reed he will not break.
将残的灯火，他不熄灭。
A smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
他凭真实将公理传开。
He will bring justice to the nations.
这位救主，他不是像我们所见的王。
So this king is unlike the king that we see.
一上任的第一个工作，
the first thing that he does when he becomes a king,
就像是一个总统就职的时候举行的阅兵仪式。
It's like a president, who has an inauguration ceremony.
他却是要除去所有的战争的武器。
Rather, he comes here to demolish all the weapons of the war.
十节上帝说，
in verse 10, God says,
我必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马。
Sorry, I made a look for that.
Yeah. Verse 10.
Zechariah verse 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you please read yourself?
Okay. 我必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马。
I take away all the horses and chariots of Ephraim.
Okay. Thank you. 这个王要向周边四围的列国讲的不是战争的咆哮。
So this God, he comes to talk about not about the roar of the nations.
而是和平的福音。
But it's the gospel of peace.
他的疆土必从这海管到那海。
And his realm is from this to the realm of the river.
从大河管到地极。
From the ends of the river.
也就是从，也就是，sorry， 也就是从芦苇海到地中海。
And from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea.
从西乃的旷野到幼发拉底河。
From the wilderness of Zion to the Euphrates River.
上帝的主权要延伸扩展到世界各国。
God's sovereign rule will extend to all the nations.
十一节，上帝重申了当年与他的子民在西乃山所立的西乃山之约。
Verse 11, God renewed his Sinai covenant to the people.
西安哪，我因与你立约的血，将你中间被掳而囚的人从无水的坑中释放出来。
And God says, O Zion, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit.
彰显了上帝的信实和拯救。
And so this manifests God's faithfulness and his salvation.
并且对比，如果下文十章十七节，无用的牧人丢弃了羊群，牧养他的并不连续他们。
And says the same, mentions about this worthless shepherd and says that they do not look after their sheep.
上帝这次要差派的救主是一位看护羊群的好牧人。
And this time God will personally send a shepherd to Israel who will look after the people.
如十六节所说，
just like in verse 16 it says,
耶和华必看他的民如羊群拯救他们。
God will send a shepherd who is full of wisdom and to save the people.
那么以上的撒迦利亚书九章这段经文所呈现的两种截然不同的上帝的形象。
And so these two images of the king that was presented in this Zechariah 3.
战场上大能有力的勇士的形象。
On one hand, there is the image of a mighty warrior.
以及谦谦和和的骑驴的和平之君的形象。
And then the image of a humble prince who entered on the donkey.
那上帝最后的拯救到底是采用哪一种形象而出现呢？
Then how will be the image of God in his ultimate salvation?
我们看到，
and we see,
根据四本福音书所记载，
according to the four gospels,
后来拿撒勒人耶稣来的时候，
when Jesus came, Jesus of Nazareth came in the gospels,
是按照撒迦利亚书九章十九到十二节所预言的方式来进入了耶路撒冷的。
He enters through the imageOf Zechariah chapter 9.
当时耶稣骑着和平的驴驹。
At the time, Jesus entered riding on a donkey.
有一小群的 门徒呢跟从着。
And there were a small number of people who followed him.
他们虽然贫穷。
And they were, although they were poor,
但也自动自发地拿出了一些自己的衣服披在了这个驴驹的身上。
But spontaneously, they laid their clothing on the path.
一些群众也找来一些衣服来。
And some people in the crowd even put their clothing on the path.
并找来一些树枝呢铺在他要来的路上。
And overlaid this with branches and twigs.
大声地喊着何塞纳来表示对王的称颂。
And then they shouted very loudly, Hosanna, as a form of praise to the kings.
来迎接这位以色列王的到来。
to welcome the coming of this Israel king.
而令人惊讶的是,
and most amazingly,
在他骑驴将要进耶路撒冷之前,
prior to entering Jerusalem,
他在路上把十二个门徒先带到一边,
Jesus took 12 disciples aside,
向他们预言了他接下来会受难、受死。钉在十字架上。
And prophesied to them that he would subsequently go through suffering, death by crucifixion on the cross.
三天后他要复活。
And then be resurrected 3 days later.
原来上帝的拯救之路并没有采用战争的大能勇士的形象。
And so Jesus' way of salvation did not employ the image of mighty warrior to defeat evil.
而是让他的爱子耶稣以谦谦和和的形象来到人们当中。
Rather, it was through this humble entering in the humanity image found in Zechariah verse 9.
他用十字架的道路走出了一条救赎之路。
Jesus bore this path of salvation through the penalty of the cross.
正如我们所熟悉的一首诗歌。
It's similar to a song that we are familiar with.
有一位神里唱的那样。
This song that we say there is God.
有一位神高坐在荣耀的宝座。
There is a God who sits on throne.
却死在了十架上，挽救人堕落。
But died on the cross to save men from sin.
有人说上帝很傻。
Some people say, oh, God is so foolish.
上帝为什么不用他的权力呢？
Why did God not use his power?
他是有权力的。
He is someone that is powerful.
他为什么不用他的权力以战场上大能勇士的形象来救赎人呢？
Why did God not use his mighty warrior image to save people?
为什么非要选择这么受苦的和平之君的形象来救赎人呢？
Why choose to use such a suffering and image of Prince of Peace?
也许接下来的这个故事会帮助我们入探上帝的心意。
Perhaps this story below will enable us to further understand God's will.
有则伊索寓言。
There's this Aesop's fable.
讲的是风和太阳的故事。
It has this a fable about a wind and sun.
一天。
One day.
风和太阳在争论谁比较强壮。
So wind and sun were arguing who is stronger.
风说。
And the wind says,
当然是我了。
Surely it's me.
你看看下面那位穿着外套的老人。
Look at that old man sitting down there wearing the jacket.
我打赌可以比你更快地要他把外套脱下来。
I bet with you I can cause him to take off his coat faster.
说着，风便用力地对着老人吹。
And then the wind is going to blow heavily on the old man.
希望把老人的外套给吹下来。
Must blow off him, taking off his coat.
但是他越吹。
But the more he blew,
老人越把他的外套裹得更紧。
And then the old man will hold tightly to his jacket.
后来风吹累了。
And the wind got very tired.
太阳便从后面走出来。
Then the sun came up from behind.
他暖洋洋地照在了老人身上。
And he shines very warmly on the man's body.
没有过多久。
Not long after,
老人便开始擦汗。
Gosh, the old man started to perspire.
并且把外套脱下。
And took off his coat.
太阳于是对风说道。
So the sun said to the wind.
温和友善永远强过激烈狂暴。
This warm and friendliness is always stronger than aggression and violence.
我们看到。
And so we see.
这就是人性的真理。
This is the truth of humanity.
温和友善的态度更能叫人改变心意。
So this warmth and love can is more powerful to change people's will.
这是咆哮和猛烈攻击所难奏效的。
This is something that this rudeness and loudness and violence is not able to overcome.
我们看到耶稣貌似是一个普普通通的人。
So we see Jesus as an ordinary man.
是一个看起来一点权力都没有的王。
A king without any power at all.
却被看不见的神圣大能的勇士，那拥有天上地下所有权柄的上帝。
But we are not able to see Jesus as that holy, mighty warrior, the one who was upheld by God, who had authority over heaven and earth.
他彰显出无能者的大能。
So we say Jesus displays power in his powerlessness.
有一本书的名字就叫做《无能者的大能》。
So that this book is called The Power of the Incompetent.
我很喜欢这本书的名字和内容。
I love the title of this book and its contents.
无能者的大能。
The Power of the Incompetent.
表面看是无能的人。
On surface, this person seems powerless.
上帝却在他的身上彰显了大能。
But God is able to display his power through this person.
每一个世人都是神所疼爱的。
Every person on earth is someone that God loves.
到一个地步，他甚至愿意为他们付出自己钟爱的独生子耶稣。
To the extent that God is willing to give His only beloved Son to sacrifice for them.
耶稣这样貌似无能牺牲的和平之路。
And so Jesus appears in this or embodies this powerlessness and His path.
呼唤的却是千千万万的人心的回转和归向。
And through His way.He calls millions of millions and millions of followers to return and submit to him.
时代周刊有一期登载了一篇文章。
The Times magazine published this article.
名字也叫《无能者的大能》。
The title is also called "Power of the Incompetent."
其中有一段话写道。
And there was this paragraph.
弱者。
Talks about the weak.
不单只是在现实政治、经济、社会上无权无势的人。
The weak.Not only points to those without power and standing in politics, economy, and society.
他们也许是甚至在心智和整个身体上都是残缺的人。
They could also be those who live in, who are disabled in the psychomental or the physical state.
然而，神仍可以透过把他们安放在人类的社会中。
However, God is still able to place these people to live in human societies.
改变和扭转了千千万万人的生命
，and use them to transform many other people's lives.
不少人有一种错误的观念
，some people have misconception.
他们以为说只有社工、教师等专业人士才能够帮助人
，they think, oh, only social workers, teachers, and other professions can help others.
又或者必须要有丰厚的学历和知识
，or only those with very good knowledge and qualifications can help.
才有能力影响别人。
Only those people can powerfully influence the lives of others.
但其实人际间的相互的祝福与力量的流动
，But actually, mutual blessings and power flow between people
从来就没有受这些条件的限制
，have never been restricted by these conditions.
其实圣经里也有很多的弱者。
Actually, the Bible also contains many weak people.
其中有些人有见不得人的病。
Some people might have illness that make them feel cannot be in the society.
人们根本就不敢去接近他们。
Illness that people cannot come close in contact with.
有些受社会道德谴责的。
Some were reprimanded by the moral society.
像妓女这样的。
Such as sex workers.
人们也不敢接近他们。
People shun away from them.
像保罗那样的，这样的把信耶稣的人。下到监牢里面的人
and some were very cruel oppressors like Paul who put all the Jesus followers in prisons
他残害别人的暴君一样的人
like a very cruel oppressor
高高在上的
was on top of the social ladder
本来就是跟耶稣是完全不合的
initially it was never aligned with someone like Jesus
没有人也敢接近他去
and nobody dares to go near him
但是耶稣去接近他
Yet Jesus approached Paul.
最后都能够改变成为耶稣的人。
Jesus can even transform him to become a follower of him.
再看看我们的周围。
And then look around us today.
为什么有吸白粉的人跟着耶稣走了呢
？Why are there ex-drug offenders that will follow Jesus?
为什么监狱的人也跟着耶稣走呢
？Ex-convicts that will follow Jesus.
为什么突破中心的人也跟着耶稣走
？Why do people from these missions, breakthrough missions, follow Jesus?
甚至服务于教，服务于整个的社会呢
？They even give back to serve the community.
从他们在家具店
，We see their furniture shops,
咖啡店
，cafes.
餐馆
restaurants,
教会
and church service,
他们的服务精神和他们对耶稣的见证
and their dedication and their testimony of Jesus,
都让人感到感动和佩服
and are very moved at other people's lives.
我相信耶稣的爱心已经打动和说服他们了
I believe it is the love of Jesus that has moved and persuaded them.
他们已经得到了耶稣的爱
They have received Jesus' love.
记得有一次突破的弟兄们来我们教堂唱诗分享。
I recall a time when the brothers from Breakthrough came to Jubilee to share songs and testimonies.
那个时候在华语堂那边。
At this Chinese congregation.
我当时就坐在下面。
Was seated there.
我当时感觉到呢，我就像一个初信的一个信徒一样的被他们感动。
I was very moved by them, like a new believer.
我就问坐在我旁边的义农姐，我们的一位会友。
So I asked one sister sitting next to me.
我问她说。
I said.
为什么我信主这么多年
？Why is it that I came to know the Lord for so many years？
我听到他们的见证
，Yet when I listen to their testimonies，
我还是会这样的感动。
I will still feel very moved。
义农姐回答说
，And this sister replied，
大概是因为他们信耶稣的前后的生命反差很大。
This is because the life transformation before and after conversion to Jesus for them is very great。
所以他们体会的耶稣更深。
That's why the experience of Jesus is way deeper.
我为他们欢喜,
I rejoice for them.
为他们感谢主,
give thanks for them.
我知道他们已经真的体会并得到了耶稣的爱。
I know for sure they have experienced and received the love of Jesus.
看着这些,
and as I observe this,
令我谦卑在上帝的面前,
I'm humbled before God.
对上帝那转化人心的一股巨大的力量, 我心存敬畏。
I am in awe of the great power of God that can transform lives.
也使我体会了,
and I also experience
只有耶稣这样像太阳一般的 爱与和平的力量, 才能够使人类历史真正走得更远。
I realize that only the kind of power that of Jesus, like that of the Son's power, that's full of compassion and peace, will allow human history to continue further.
原来对社会更有深远影响力的是耶稣牺牲的爱。
It is this kind of love, this Jesus sacrificial love, that has a power to influence society in a deeper and greater way.
这份爱,
and this love,
是无数有暴力, 暴君性格的,
it causes people that are violent, cruel, domineering, hardened.
无数飞扬跋扈, 心中刚硬的人们,
people who are hardened,
他们愿意脱下固执,
it causes them to be willing to put off their stubbornness,
脱下执拗的外衣,
their outer coats,
伏在耶稣爱的权柄里,
and to submit under Jesus' love and authority.
这份爱也使无数被人不喜欢的,
and this love also caused those people who are disliked,
人们不敢接近的人们,
who are shunned by other people,
伏在耶稣爱的保护里,
to submit under Jesus' love and protection.
今天当我们知道了上帝是怎样的形象,
and so this morning as we become aware of God's image,
其实对你我都是一个挑战,
actually it's a challenge for you and me.
我们也需要思考我们是什么形象。
We need to ponder, what kind of image do I display to others?
我们活得像风吗?
Do I live like the wind?
我们还是活得像太阳?
Do I live like the sun?
其实活得像风的人,
there are those who are, who live like the wind.
往往是看起来很强大的,
they often appear as very strong,
或者是很有能力的人,
or possess power.
但活得像风的人也往往容易看不惯那些办事没有能力的人。
But those who live at the wind can often also not tolerate those who appear to be incompetent.
渐渐的也会有自以为意。
Gradually, they may become self-righteous.
高高在上的优越感。
Feel elitist.
容易产生骄傲。
Become arrogant.
活得像风的人,
those who live like the wind,
有时只顾高效率地把事情达成,
at times they're only concerned about efficiency,
性格相对也会暴躁一些,
it causes them to be short temper,
有些人往往是走到哪里,
and wherever they go,
就把战场带到哪里去,
you'll bring the battle winds to those places,
有时会对伴侣,
sometimes to their spouse,
对孩子,
children,
对同事,
colleagues,
对朋友,
friends,
有语言暴力,
and they give, you know, assault,
或者是行动暴力,
a verbal assault or physical assault.
他们所到之处,
wherever they go,
就像是一阵大风刮过一样的,
like a blast of wind that swept everybody,
刮倒或者是刮跑一片人,
sweep aside everybody and lots of people,
使人们对他们都敬而远之,
causes people to shun away from them.
上帝借着耶稣和平之君,
God, in the image of Jesus as a Prince of Peace,
牺牲的爱的形象,
image of sacrificial love,
对活得像风一样的人有挑战,
we pose this challenge to those who live at the wind.
我们发现,
we discover,
主把谦卑和平的功课摆在了我们面前。
God has placed this homework of humility and peace before us,
让我们学习谦卑在主的面前,
that we need to be humble before the Lord.
不仅有能力来做事,
not only are we empowered to do things,
也知晓我们的能力都是依靠那上面的主所赐给我们的,
but to be aware that our power comes from relying on God and what He has gifted us.
这些能力,
and all these strengths,
这些我们所拥有的能力,
these strengths that we possess,
并不是要向别人炫耀,
are not for self-glorification,
或者是看不起别人,
or to look down on others,
却是为了祝福别人,
but to bless others.
在我们祝福别人的时候,
and as we bless others,
我们也需要学习少一些对别人的伤害,
we must also learn to prevent harm and not to wound them,
多一些和平与爱,
to have a little bit more peace and love,
使我们走过的战场之地变成和平之地,
in order that our battlegrounds can become territories of peace,
使我们的骄傲之心转为谦谦和和的心,
that our arrogant hearts can be changed to humbleness.
这也许就是活得像风一样的人的生命塑造的方向。
This perhaps is a direction for those who live like the wind that you can mold your lives into.
Then there
are also those who live like the sun.
是有和平, they
possess peace and love.
但有时呢, 也会产生爱心泛滥,
but sometimes their abundant love are overflow in excess.
毫无节制,
without boundaries.
逐渐地陷入了懦弱,
leading to weakness and spoiling of others.
主也把锤炼能力, 锤炼能力, 学习智慧, 把握好度的功课,
likewise, God will also place a homework before this group of people, this ability to temper your strength, to learn wisdom, and to discernment in giving gravity. That we may know how to draw strength and power from God, to rely fully on His might, that we might stand firm on the foundation, even as we live out love to bless others. And this is the direction for those who live like the sun, they can mold their lives into this aspect. Actually,
我们无论是活得像风,
whether we live in the image of wind,
还是像太阳一样形象的人,
or image of sun,
我们都是反映出上帝形象的一个部分,
we reflect parts of God's image.
我们看到,
we can see,
上帝把活得像风和像太阳一样的人的形象的人呢, 掺合在一起,
you see that God has assembled the winds and the sun's people to live together,
它使我们彼此的看见和互动,
so that we can see each other and help each other,
彼此学习和塑造,
learn from each other and mold one another.
上帝更把耶稣呢, 拆到了我们当中来,
and also God has sent Jesus into our midst.
他就像一个镜子一样的,
Jesus is like a reflection,
让我们看到我们自己还需要被陶造和长进的部分,
and through him we can see ourselves which areas that we need to grow in.
其实,
and actually,
无论我们是活得像风,
whether we live in the image of the wind,
还是像太阳一样形象的人,
or the image of the sun,
我们知道,
we know,
因着我们的遗传因素,
as a consequence of our inherited DNA,
我们出生的家庭,
our background,
我们个人的背景,
our personal background,
我们社会的经历,
and what the society has shaped us into,
这一切形成了我们今天独特的个性,
this will shape us into our unique personality,
习惯,
our habits,
思维方式,
worldviews,
做事方式,
patterns of working.
我们的生命有时也会被这些固化和囚禁在里面,
so at times our lives are also locked and enslaved in this.
我们等待上帝的救赎,
that requires and awaits God's redemption.
我们的生命也需要学习像耶稣那样的完全的依靠上帝,
our lives also need to learn from Jesus to be totally reliant upon God,
将我们自己的个性,
and place our character,
我们的家庭,
family,
我们的事业,
our career,
权力,
our power,
单单放在上帝的手中来衡量,
solely into the hands of God and balance it well,
使我们不完全的生命靠着上帝得以完全,
in order that our incomplete lives may become complete in God.
当我们无能的生命,
when our powerless or incompetent lives
能够彰显上帝大能的时候,
display the power of God,
世界就透过我们看见了上帝的大能,
then the world shall see God's power through us.
当我们像耶稣那样以和平友爱的形象出现,
when we appear in the likeness of God's peace and love,
来传扬耶稣和平的福音时,
to proclaim and share the good news of peace,
世界就归向了上帝,
the world shall be restored to God.
就会出现今天撒迦利亚九章十节所预言的那样,
then the scenario described in the prophecy of Zechariah will be displayed.
上帝的权柄必从这海管到那海,
God's rule shall extend from this sea to that sea,
从大河管到地极,
from the river to the ends of the earth.
这就是耶稣那公义的太阳对人类世界的爱的救赎及其深远的影响力.
And this is the influence of Jesus in the image of the sun.
今天是江陵节的第一个主日,
today is the first week of Advent.
让我们能够打开我们的心门,
and so let us open our hearts,
来迎接耶稣我们的救主,
to welcome Jesus our Savior,
这公义的太阳,
this Son of Righteousness.
你听到上帝今天对你发出的邀请了吗?
And have you heard the invitation that God extends to you today?
就是今天一开始的经文, 撒迦利亚书9章9节,
which is the invitation of the Zechariah 9 verse 9.
西安的民啊,
says, O people of Zion,
应当大大喜乐,
rejoice greatly.
耶路撒冷的民啊,
people of Jerusalem,
应当欢呼,
shout aloud.
看啊,
O see,
你的王来到你这里。
Behold, your king has come to you.
他是公义的。
He's righteous.
并且要施行拯救。
And will be victorious in salvation.
他谦谦和和的骑着驴。
Lowly and riding on a donkey.
就是骑着驴的驹子。
On a colt, the foal of a donkey.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们知道你是大有能力的主。可以
translate. And so, our Heavenly Father.Our Heavenly Father,
我们知道你是大有能力的主。
We know that you are the powerful God.
但你的大有能力并没有像狂风那样以战场上的暴力和武力形象对我们。
Yet your mighty power is not like the image of the wind, in the image of brutality in the battle and violence.
却把你的爱子耶稣。
Instead, you send your beloved Son Jesus,
那公义的太阳。
The righteous Son,
拆到我们当中。
Into our midst.
他谦谦和和地骑在驴驹上。
He came riding humbly on a donkey.
以牺牲的爱
through sacrificial love,
走出了一条和平的救赎我们的道路。
He carved out the path of peace and salvation for us.
我们感谢你。
We give thanks to you.
天父上帝。
Heavenly Father.
我们知道我们当中有活得像风一样的人。
We know that in our midst there are people who live like the wind.
也有活得像太阳一样的人。
And also people who live like the sun.
我们的生命有时也被固化囚禁在里面。
And our lives at times are also locked and enslaved.
等待上帝的救赎。
Awaiting, O God, your salvation.
今天就让我们回应你的邀请。
And so today, let us rejoice greatly to your invitation.
迎接你的爱子进来我们的生命，改变我们。
To welcome your Son into our lives and to transform us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name that we pray.
Amen.
Amen.